welcome to another Cup of Joe podcast on this Friday, November the 22nd. And wherever you are, whenever you are listening to this, I wish you God's grace. I wish you God's life. I wish you God's goodness today as we conclude another liturgical year with this celebration that we are celebrating this coming weekend, the Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe. Many of us who are closer to my age or beyond remember this feast simply as Christ the King. And it's not that we shortened it then, it's that they lengthened it with the Roman Missal, 11, 12-ish years ago when we got that new Roman Missal, but it points the same way, right? We celebrate the Lordship of Christ in our life, in our world, in our communities, in our families. Lots there. Okay, so we're going to take a look, as usual, at the first reading and the gospel from this weekend. First reading is out of the book of Daniel. We heard from Daniel last week. Lots of apocalyptic imagery with Daniel. We're going to hear some more of that, visions that he's having today. But a really wonderful vision. Again, that really points effectively and completely understand why they chose it toward the Lordship of Christ in all of creation, which is pretty cool. So Daniel, for those who like to follow along, it's a short one, Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. And then our gospel, not out of Mark, I know this is the conclusion of the year of Mark, but we're going to hear out of John's gospel, and that's not atypical. Mark's is the shortest of all gospels, so when we are in year B, we actually get the most snippets of John's gospel within that time, because it just helps broaden and lengthen what Mark may not have put in, and they just kind of throw a little John in there to help us through. And today is one of those days. John chapter 18, verses 33b to 37. Again, if you don't follow along, don't worry about any of that. You're going to hear it this weekend. You're going to hear it from me in a moment. But as always, my friends, whatever it is you do, to just settle yourself, to open yourself to hear the Word of God effectively. I invite you to do that now, just so that this word, again, which is a two-edged sword, can pierce where it needs to within us, to let it find a home where it can grow well in our lives. So with that, my friends, let's break open God's word together. A reading from the book of Daniel. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And as always, my friends, if there is a word, a phrase, an idea, an image, a thought that comes to mind when hearing the Word of God, maybe it's this reading we just heard, maybe it will be the gospel, maybe it's something you hear outside, and it doesn't always have to be the Word of God. God can use and will use anything. But if there are words, images, ideas, thoughts, let them come, and don't just let them pass through. Chew on them. Sit with them. Play with them. Look at them from all sides. Allow them to do the work for which the Spirit sent that word, image, thought, phrase, idea. Okay? That's one of the ways the Spirit works within us. Allow the Spirit to do what the Spirit needs. Okay? With that, my friends, let's go on to the gospel, shall we? A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here. So Pilate said to him, Then you are a king. Jesus answered, You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. My friends, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm really going to focus more on the gospel and really on just the idea of where the feast points us. And I don't know what I can really say to add to the name, which really says it all. But I do want to just go quickly and go back to Daniel's reading and say, again, wonderful imagery, how this one is presented on the clouds of heaven, right? To the ancient one. I just love that title, capital A, capital O. You'd see that, and you will see that in the readings. To the ancient one, to the one without a name, the one that we cannot name, because to name something is to claim ownership, and no one claims ownership over God. So this one that is like a son of man, like a human, somebody in human form, is presented to the ancient one, who receives from the ancient one dominion and all nations and tongues will serve and honor and adore. I mean, how wonderful. The imagery is great. And that whole imagery of the clouds of heaven, I am certain, you know, we think of the ascension of Jesus, you know, going up in the clouds of heaven. And frankly, none of the Gospels have that imagery. It's only Acts of the Apostles, which is also Luke, of course, but it's only Acts of the Apostles that brings in that imagery of a cloud and Jesus ascending and being taken away by virtue of a cloud. But it's wonderful imagery, right? And really, we can easily see how the early church community would have looked at the prophecy of Daniel and said, that's pointing to Christ. Now, I suspect Daniel had other thoughts too, and I would love to hear them. But as Christians looking back on that section of the Hebrew scripture, it's so wonderful. One as a human, as a son of man, presented to God, whom God gives all this dominion. So what, brothers and sisters, does the dominion of Christ look like? And I love that interplay between Pilate and Jesus, because I think it kind of invites us into an answer. And I don't know if it is the answer. It's my answer, anyway. But, you know, okay, so Pilate's looking to see, are you a king? Jesus says, not like you think of king. Because if I was a king, my adherents would be fighting for me. But since that's not the case, clearly this kingship looks differently. What Jesus talks about then is truth. That I for this reason and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. And everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Brothers and sisters, when we think of power, now it doesn't matter. I know many of you who listen to this live in the United States, but and it doesn't matter what country we come from, whether we call whoever is in charge president or king or queen or chief or boss or big man or any number of ways, okay? Because there are kings and queens and ultimately leaders over us in any and many aspects of our lives. The question I think that Jesus is inviting us to, and the landmine he doesn't step on with Pilate, is he says, hey, in the world, and that, again, that doesn't mean the earth as created by God being bad. It means the ways of the world. In the ways of the world, those seeking power will do anything they can to gain that power. again, let's just use a simple example. Those of us in the United States just finished an election cycle. Praise be to God that we are done with it, right? I don't know how many times I heard from people, how many times I mentioned to people, I cannot wait until November the 5th is done. Because I'm simply hate getting caught up in the negativity of the election. The constant putting down of one another. The constant smearing of people. And it doesn't matter if it's just the presidential election. It could have been senatorial. It could have been representative. It could have been all, I mean, you name the office. That's it. To give into power is to give into dominion. In a sense, it's a zero-sum game. I will win, you will lose. And this section is now in power, has the voice, has the wealth, has the wherewithal to make the decisions, whatever it is, and this power is out, and this side is out. And next cycle, be it 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, using the United States imagery, that may change. And it's a constant battle for who is on top. And Jesus says, I'm not going to step into that. Because again, he uses that imagery. If I were, my adherents, my followers would be fighting for me. And fighting, again, shows that who's in, who's out. Somebody wins, somebody loses. And Jesus says, I invite people into truth, which is a different way of being. Truth, capital T. So if we are to think of Jesus as Lord, to use that term, as Savior, as the one around which our lives revolve, we need to look and see what type of a kingdom, again, I use that word just because the church does, what type of an environment did he advocate for? Sorry, lost a word there. Well, again, let's just use, what did we have 2 weeks ago? Jesus was walking through, was it Jericho? And the blind man called out and wouldn't be silenced. And when they finally brought him in, Jesus stood him up and said, what is it you want me to do for you? Lord, I want to see. And then he says, okay, your faith has made you well, go in your way. And he follows Jesus on the way. That his way, Jesus' way was his way. But he chose that. Jesus didn't force him. The kingdoms of this world may force upon them through powerful means their being subject to whoever is in authority. That's not Jesus' way. Jesus' way is invitation. Jesus' way is one of allowing those who are blind to see, allowing those who are lepers and outside the community the dignity to see themselves as one seen, as one important, as a member of something larger, and the dignity to come into the community. That being outcast is not who you are. The woman by the well that we heard earlier this year, again, snippets of John in the gospel, of I see you there, and your voice is important. Be you woman, be you outsider. Constantly, Jesus is reaching out to those who did not feel seen, heard, loved, carried some disability, carried some block somehow that didn't allow them to be part of the community, to be part of the kingdom of God. And he took that, whatever it was, away, that lack of dignity, that lack of sight, that lack of being seen, and said, come, come closer. That, brothers and sisters, is the kingship, the lordship of our God. And our God, that's truth, I will say. And that is what our God invites you and I into. Not one of a zero-sum game, winners and losers, who's in, who's out, who's winning, who's losing. Not one of domination, but one of invitation. Not one of domination, one of invitation. And that invitation, brothers and sisters, is open to you and I today. This is a feast that we celebrate once a year. But I hope, brothers and sisters, in a sense, we I won't say celebrate it once a year, but we honor it every day in a sense, by asking what or whom is Lord of my life in this moment, in this day. And I don't mean that just individually. I mean, who is Lord? What is it around which our family revolves? Those values, that value or values which are non-negotiable. Today, tomorrow, every day. What value or values is non-negotiable within the community of which I'm a part of? Which value or value is non-negotiable within my individual life? Which and country, you keep it going to whatever level it is you want. But brothers and sisters, my hope is that that doesn't change every day. But there are changes that come based on what is happening in the world around us, what is happening immediately in our life. And every day, I hope we ground ourselves by saying, who or what am I bowing to today? Because brothers and sisters, we will find our community somewhere. We will find the one whom we honor somewhere. Sometimes that'll be our very selves that we honor and put on that throne of our life, as it were. When we do that, be kind to yourself. Forgive yourself, love yourself, and step down and invite our God to take God's rightful place there. And invite ourselves, can I say that? That's the wrong way of saying it. Allow ourselves, be courageous enough to say yes to the invitation of God, to be part of this reality, this kingship, this kingdom, this environment that is one of invitation and not domination, that sees people, that hears people, that expresses the dignity of people, that loves people, and invites them on the way as Jesus, the one who showed us and the one who is our leader, does. Let's take it to prayer. And so, my friends, we begin as we begin all things in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The fourth glorious mystery, Mary is assumed body and soul into heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, bless you. Again, may our God be the Lord of whatever it is you are doing this day. Be well, my friends, and God's peace.